Welcome to the Becoming You show with me, your host, Leah Rowling. Do you believe you are capable of choosing your future? Sometimes it takes just one person to believe in you, for you to believe in yourself. If you find yourself continuing to say, someday I will take better care of myself, only to continue living the same day over and over and over again, then you, my friend, are in the right place. I am your biggest cheerleader, inspiring you to become you on purpose and with intention. Are you ready to create a life you love? I'm excited to share with you some big ideas that you can use today to inspire, impact, and influence your life and everyone in it. The Becoming You show starts now. Hello, my friends. How are we? I hope you're doing awesome. I have a big share that I want to share with you. I haven't shared it with many people. You guys are always, even though I talk here in my office, I feel like I'm talking to all of you. But my big share is I submitted my manuscript to my editor, and it was seriously like I had given birth. This is the book that I have been writing for 5 years, longer if you include the amount of years that it's been in my head. And I am super excited about launching it and releasing it. And we're working on the cover for it as we speak. So as soon as I have cover images, I'm going to put them on my socials and I'm going to ask you all to like vote. Let me know which one you think had the most impact on you when you saw it. So I'm gonna need your help there. So that's coming up. I'll share more about that as it comes down to fruition. But I'm excited also about today's topic. A friend, a client of mine sent me this super cool reel on the five types of people that we need in our life. And I loved it. I mean, it was like a minute and 30 seconds. And I wish I could remember what it was or who it was so I could give credit to it. But I was thinking about these roles and just really how insightful it and how important they are. And I got to thinking about, you know, who plays these roles for me in my life. And then, of course, I immediately flipped it to, you know, how is it that I am showing up in these roles for other people? And then the most introspective question of them all is, how do I fulfill these roles for myself? And in what ways can I do a better job in both? How can I do a better job of facilitating these five roles for the other people in my life? How can I do a better job of facilitating these five roles for me in my life? And how can I just be grateful and appreciative of the people in my life that facilitate these roles for me? And so I talk about the importance of relationships a lot on the show. So I won't dive into the science of, you know, community and belonging and longevity, other than to say that your relationships, right, both with others and yourself, are paramount to your happiness and your overall life satisfaction. And I don't think we think about them enough. Heck, I don't think we think about them much at all. And so this is an invitation. This podcast is an invitation for you to think about who these people are in your life. And maybe you shoot them this podcast, shoot it over to them and say, hey, this is the role that you play. And I am so grateful and I'm so appreciative for you. Or maybe you just think about how you can better facilitate these roles with the people that are in your life. So these are the five roles. So there's the comforter, there's the confronter, there's the challenger, there's the counselor, and there's the celebrator. And I'm sure there are others that I'm missing, or that real guy missed. And I'm not even sure I got the exact names of them, but the same messaging is what we've been talking about. But I thought we would take them one at a time and really think through why each role is important to have in our life, and for us to be for others, and what it looks like for us to be that for ourselves. So let's start with comforter. In life, friends, challenges, hardships, they're inevitable. Okay. They come in various forms, from personal setbacks and disappointments to unexpected tragedies and losses and diagnoses. And while these experiences can be incredibly painful, they also offer up opportunities, as you know, turning liabilities into assets for growth and resilience. But I think for us to truly heal and grow, we need the presence of a comforter in our life. A comforter, by way of defining it, is someone who provides emotional support, empathy, if you will. They are the ones who lend you a listening ear. They offer a shoulder to lean on. They offer you a shoulder to cry on. They're a very safe space to land, right? And having a comforter in your life is crucial, because life's hardships can be tough and they can be overwhelming. And without that source, sometimes I find, not only in my life, but in the lives of the people that I get to support and coach and train, they find the solace in incredibly unhealthy ways, right? When we lack kind of our designated comforter, we sometimes inadvertently run to the people or situations that have created our hurt, or we run to things like alcohol or food or shopping or other ways to buffer, to escape from feeling negative emotion, hurt, anger, frustration. And so when we have that comfort in our life, whether it's a trusted friend or a family member, a coach, a therapist, it really helps us in a couple of different ways. First, it allows us an opportunity to release our emotions. Okay, having a healthy outlet for our feelings is incredibly important for our stress management and our anxiety management. Having a comforter also offers up super valuable perspective on how to navigate our challenges. They show up with understanding and validation that our feelings matter, and that also helps support a holistic practice of emotional well-being. There's so many things that I can say about the comforters that I have in my life. And if you're listening to this, you know who you are. But my question to you is, who fits this role for you? Who is your comforter? Who is your safe space? Who is that person that you can confide in? Who is the first person that you're going to call when something awful or tragic or terrible happens to you? That's your comforter. Now, how are we a comforter for ourselves? This self-comfort, it's also known as self-compassion, right? Is this practice, the same kindness, the same understanding to support ourselves that we would offer someone else, another loved one that was in distress or in heartache? And what that looks like for us is it looks like us holding space for our own emotions, acknowledging our pain. It's responding to our needs with care and empathy. It's paying attention to ourselves, for allowing ourselves to take up space, to matter, to breathe, to cry, to be whoever we need to be in order to heal and move on from a situation. It's asking ourselves, what is it that we need? Just as if a comforter were to ask you, what do you need right now? Can we ask ourselves the same questions? For me, it looks like Leah, love, what do you need right now? What do you need? And listening to the answer. Not just moving on, not just dismissing the feeling altogether, not just going into the pantry and breaking out some cookies or some chips so that we can feel better. It's just allowing us to feel now, not necessarily better. It's just allowing us to be a human. And so I want you to ask yourself, how are you at being a comforter for yourself? Are you holding the space for yourself? Are you showing yourself love and kindness and asking yourself, what is it that you need, and being patient enough for the answer? Okay, that's comforter. Let's talk about a confronter. Okay, a confronter is someone who isn't afraid to speak the truth, okay, even when it's uncomfortable, right? And this is more, you guys, this is more than just that friend that's going to tell you that you shouldn't wear that dress, although they're very super important friends to have. Okay, a confronter is essential in your life. A confronter holds you accountable for your actions and your decisions. They help you see when you've made a mistake or you're maybe headed in the wrong direction. They hold you accountable to your values. They help you keep grounded into the best of who it is that you are. They offer you perspective lovingly, compassionately, curiously. They challenge you to grow in a way, because they're not allowing you to stay small and stay sane. They're not going to allow you to live in your box. They're going to confront that box. They're going to be super honest and authentic with you. And good God, we know we all need and could use some more honest and more authentic people in our life. And when we have them, there's that mutual trust and respect there, because trust and respect is based on and built on honesty. And when you know someone that cares enough about you to confront you, even when it's uncomfortable, even when they might be concerned about how you might take it or how your confronting might be perceived, they do it anyway, not from a place of judgment, not from a place of shame, not from a place of wanting to make you feel bad and pushing you down, but from a place of building you up. So who fits this role for you? Who is your confronter in your life? Who's going to lovingly demand the best version of you? Who's going to call you out when they see something that you're dismissing in your life? And then who are you a confronter for? Who are you really super honest and really super authentic with to confront them when you see something other than this dress that maybe they shouldn't wear it? But when are you going to confront them to see who they are? And now, how can you be your own confronter? It's this notion of self-confrontation. It's a powerful tool for self-reflection and personal growth. It requires you being honest with yourself, questioning your own thoughts and your own behaviors, challenging your own beliefs and assumptions. And so how do you be your own confronter? A couple of ways. It all starts with awareness, right? We have to pay attention to our thoughts, our feelings, our actions. We have to recognize patterns where our behavior isn't in align with our values and our goals. We have to challenge all that negative self-talk. We get to set like clear goals and intentions for our life. I truly believe that having a sense of purpose and direction really helps confront behaviors or choices that deviate from our desired path. Having these goals, having these standards will help us keep on path. Confronting ourselves means taking responsibility. It allows us to acknowledge the mistakes that we've done and gives us kind of direction on which to grow. It's giving ourselves feedback, constant feedback, and seeking feedback from other people. Like, this is what I did. This is what happened. What do you think? And going to your confronter. That's why it's really important to know who these people are for you in your life, because there are going to be some people that you would go to when you want comfort. You might not go to them, right? If you want somebody to confront you on who you are and how it is that you're showing up. Okay. The other thing as a confronter is this idea of getting yourself a coach. Okay. One of the best things that I believe we all could do and could all stand to have in our life is a coach. Okay. You've heard me say it before. I'm a coach. I will always have a coach. So if you find that self-confrontation is overwhelming, or that you're struggling with specific issues that you can't get leverage on, you can't get a certain perspective on, getting a coach is the most valuable asset that you can have in your life. They provide support and perspective. And I say it a lot. We all have primary doctors for the health of our bodies. And we have dentists for the health of our teeth. And some seek chiropractors for the health of our spine. And some of us have personal trainers for the health of our physique, and house cleaners for the health of our houses. But not enough of us have coaches for the health of our life. It's mind-blowing to me. I'm not sure what's more important than that, that being our life. And as I do my research on so many of these topics, there is usually a disclaimer that says, this is what it says, seek professional help when needed. And I always chuckle, when needed? Like, when is it not needed? When is our life, the 50-50 of it, when does it not need coach? When does it not need perspective? When does it not need confrontation? When does it not need all of these other roles that I think a coach facilitates? And so I want you to think about, who are you a confronter to? Who is your confronter? And how are you navigating being a confronter for yourself? Okay. Number three is the challenger. Okay. Having a challenger in your life is profound. And this role is typically filled by individuals who, through their actions, words, and genuine care, inspire and motivate you to be the very best version of you. Okay. It's a little bit different than a confronter. The challenger is more the person that you see that you aspire to be more like, or they're just going to invite you and enroll you into your potential by way of a challenge. A challenger is someone who, you know, recognizes your potential. They're going to enroll you in it. They see your strengths. They see your talents. They see your capabilities. And they encourage you to explore them to the fullest. They have an unwavering belief in your ability to grow. And you've heard me share on this podcast before, although my mom is all of these roles for me, all of them, she was my biggest challenger. She believed in me when I couldn't. And I truly believe that we all need to have these challengers, challengers that are going to expand outside of your comfort zone. They're going to challenge limiting beliefs that you have. They're going to provide really constructive feedback in a way that elevates what you're currently doing. They serve as the best role models, you know, my mom included. They are an invaluable presence in your life because they inspire you to reach higher, become better. They really help you embrace the journey of self-improvement because they challenge your mind. They encourage your growth. They believe in your potential. And I truly believe that they become the driving force behind your personal transformation. So who are those challengers in your life? Who are the ones that make you want to be better? Who are the ones that believe in you when you didn't? And then who are you a challenger for? And then how are you a challenger for yourself? So what does that even mean? How are you a challenger for yourself? I think, again, being a challenger for ourselves encourage us to do the deep exploration of the beliefs, of our values, of our strengths, of our weaknesses, of our habits. It's the work that we do here because this introspection helps us better understand ourselves and our motivations. And when we know them, we can be our best challenger. It allows us to gain a sense of independence and empowerment because we're not just relying on other people's belief in us. We have to harness that for ourselves a little bit. It also promotes some consistency with what we do and what we don't do and accountability. It helps us overcome self-doubt. Right? Self-challengers are really adept at recognizing and challenging their own limiting beliefs and their own self-doubt. And when you start questioning your doubts and your fears, you become incredibly confident and incredibly resilient. I think being a challenger for ourselves is one of the most loving things that we can do for our growth. It's one of the most loving things that we can do to then be that challenger role model for our kids and for our communities. And I think it all truly starts by setting clear and challenging goals for ourselves and regularly assessing our progress and making adjustments as needed. And I think challenging us to do things that other people won't do and holding ourselves accountable for them. That's the challenger within us. And I created it's a habit tracker, and you can put your habits on there so that you can track them and hold yourself accountable to them. That's super empowering and that's super challenging. Every habit then becomes a challenge for you to choose to do and for you to hold yourself to a different standard, to hold yourself to a different regard. Okay. And I put that habit tracker in the show notes. So if you want something to track your habits so that you can be your own challenger, snag it, download it, put your habits on there and check yourself throughout the next month. The next role that I want to kind of talk about briefly is the role of counselor. Incredibly invaluable. A counselor is someone that I think provides you with wisdom and guidance and support. They help you navigate life's challenges and helps you make informed decisions. So they're different than the comforter that just allows you to just be with yourself and be with your feelings. The counselor is going to invite you into your own self-discovery and decision-making. The counselor is going to be the person that offers up objective perspectives. They can see things from a neutral standpoint that you might not be able to see for yourself. Yes, they're going to offer you emotional support, but they're not going to sit and indulge with it like a comforter might. They're going to flip those conversations and really show yourself, reveal yourself by way of making better decisions for your life. They're going to help you problem solve. They're going to help you with some coaching or some coping strategies. They're going to help you communicate. They're going to help you really navigate the waters of what is your future. And so again, just like with all of these, check yourself. How are you being a counselor to others? Who is your counselor? And how are you counseling yourself? The way that I think most of us counsel ourselves is by journaling, goal setting, being in self-reflection, constantly leveling up and skilling up on our competencies, mindfulness, meditation. These are all really great ways to be our counselor. And last but not least, it is this role of cheerleader, this role of celebrator. It's super important. So who in your life is your cheerleader? Who is that one person or two people in your life that is constantly cheering you on? The big things, the little things, and everything in the middle. They're the people that notice you. They're the people that are texting you with honoring just your existence. Maybe not in even the things that you do, but in who you are as a human. And this is so important, not just to have a cheerleader person in our life facilitating that role, but how are you a cheerleader for yourself? What does that look like? How can you best navigate your wins and celebrate all of the bigs and the little things that you do on any given day? Can you be your own motivator? And so I think all of these roles are super important in our life as we navigate it. And I truly hope that this episode isn't just listened to passively. I hope that maybe you'll just take some time and hit pause after each of these to truly reflect who in your tribe are your comforters. Who in your tribe are your confronters? Who are your challengers? Who are your counselors? And who are your cheerleaders? And how do you fulfill these roles for others? And how do you fulfill them for yourself? Keeping in mind that one person, if you're lucky, like I was to have my mom, can play multiple roles and multiple people can fill the same role. But the challenge would be to know what roles the people in your life play, what roles do you play, and how are you facilitating these roles for yourself? And what was interesting to me as I really navigated through my tribe and my who's in my life was to kind of curiously wonder if you have people in your life that play none of these roles. And how much attention, love, and care is poured into them versus the ones that actually fulfill some of these vital roles. So do you have people that are just taking up space and they're taking up valuable resources by way of time and money and effort? And so maybe you just take some time to reach out to the people in your life that are these roles for you and thank them and get really curious about how you can cultivate each of these roles better for you and the people that you want to do this life with. This is super important work, and I'm super excited that we were able to navigate these together. And I would love to hear from you. Who are your people? Who are they in your life? And is there other roles that I missed by way of this podcast? You guys are always so good at giving me feedback, and I want to hear it. So as always, I hope you all know that I very much appreciate each and every one of you for doing this work, for committing to this work of personal development and self-mastery, and really stepping into and inviting yourself back into your life to matter so that you can love and so that you can really make your difference in the world. And I honor and I celebrate each and every one of you. Have a good one. Until next time, take care. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to the Becoming You Show with me, your host, Leah Rowling, where I share big ideas to inspire, impact, and influence your life. Tune in every Friday at 11 Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your morning cup of coffee, the hug you never want to end, and that inspirational message that you felt was written just for you. Each show is inspiring you to become you with purpose and intention. For more information or to connect with me, visit www.leahrowling.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.